This is WHYY News in Philadelphia. I'm Priyanka Tiwari. Pennsylvania's top prosecutor is lauding the state's share of a nationwide legal settlement with Meta, the owner of Facebook and Instagram. From our news partner, WESA, Tom Reese reports.
Attorney General Dave Sunday said the agreement between Meta and dozens of states should result in over $500 million for Pennsylvania. Over the next decade, the money will be spent on youth programs and crisis intervention, as well as digital wellness efforts. But Sunday said the real win is online safeguards for kids using Facebook and Instagram. And he thanked teens for sharing concerns during a listening tour earlier this year.
You deserve the opportunity to grow up and experience childhood without being subjected to platforms that are designed to maximize your engagement at the expense of your well-being.
Sunday and Meta also urged YouTube and TikTok to adopt the new safeguards, including screen time limits and mandatory in-app breaks. The settlement comes on the heels of lawsuits the Attorney General has filed against the makers of Snapchat and TikTok. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
New Jersey officials are also praising the landmark agreement with Meta. Governor Mikey Sherrill says the agreement holds big tech accountable. She also says the state will continue to push for all social media companies to, quote, finally stop the constant assault of addictive algorithms. The Garden State is expected to receive $525 million of the settlement money. This summer could be one of the hottest on record. A coalition of advocates for the homeless and unhoused in Philadelphia are calling for the city to do more to protect people on the streets during sweltering weather. Max Rayreek, organizer with the Philly Homeless Union, wants the city to open cooling centers all summer long, not just during severe heat waves.
Overnight is so important. Like, people get really sick because their bodies can't cool off when they're trying to sleep.
The Office of Homeless Services is evaluating the need to ramp up services for the homeless during heat waves. In Cheltenham Township, a coyote that was put down last week has tested positive for rabies. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more.
Cheltenham police received multiple reports Friday of an aggressive coyote. The animal ended up attacking a resident and their dog, prompting police to kill the coyote. Cheltenham announced today that the animal tested positive for rabies. The township is advising residents who had any contact with the coyote to seek medical help. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
And our forecast, rain heavy at times with thunderstorms possible this afternoon and evening. Our high will be in the mid-80s. A flood watch is in effect from noon till 4 a.m. on Friday. Rainfall totals of 1 to 2 inches are expected, with localized amounts of 3 to 5 inches possible. And partly sunny tomorrow, high will be in the mid-80s, slight chance of showers. And our weekend forecast, mostly sunny. Daytime temperatures in the mid to high 80s. This is WHYY.